Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you. I tell you, I do a heck of a class when people friendly with me. I swear to God, man. Like, all we have to do is just appreciate each other and it'll be some good stuff come through. And I'm just like anybody else. Yeah, I mean, I show out when I feel love.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
And I feel that way about you. I love you and I appreciate you. And I want us to show it to each other. Because I really feel it. And I believe you really feel it.
Yeah, we do.
You know. So who is this that's going to get us if we dare to show it?
Right.
Because I feel blessed as I can be to be around you. When I first come in, I'm like, you know, focusing in on the class, trying to pull things together at the last minute. So I'm pretty, you know, reserved and detached. And it's nothing personal. I'm just in focus, you know, but my appreciation knows no bounds. If y'all remember last week, I said I was getting ready to talk about special relationships, right? And I went around the room and I shook a lot of people's hands, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
A lot of them ain't here.
Don't take it personal.
Just let me explain what I'm saying. I'm not taking it personally. I'm just communicating. In fact, if we can just ever let people communicate and just listen.
That's
you know,
right.
Even if we mean well, just listen. They'll tell you everything you need to know if you don't interrupt them.
That's why I wasn't here last week. I had to be tricked into the special relationship.
If I had known, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, it's like it's the one thing that we do the worst. But the thing we have the most resistance about learning how to do it another way. Loving each other unconditionally and forgiving each other unconditionally and appreciating each other all the time and releasing each other and freeing each other is something we're lousy at. We know we are. But it's the thing we have the most resistance to listening to how to get out of. You talk to 9 out of 10 people, you ask them what their problem is, it's going to be a relationship.
Yeah.
It's going to be a relationship to a child or a relative or a friend or a job or a thing or a circumstance, but it's the relationship. This is the part of the course that teaches us how to remove all pain from relationships. And I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get started on it.
Let's go.
And we're going to start on where we left off, which is, I'm going to start at paragraph 5, page 313. Paragraph 5, page 313. I would like God to start functioning in my life in a totally obvious way. I'd like to see love operating in my life in a totally obvious way. Okay, well, the Course says now there's love and there's fear, and what we do is fear, but we call it love. And then the Holy Spirit is just another term for love. God is just another term for love. So real love is what God is. So the Course says the Holy Spirit knows, real love knows no one is special. That means nobody's to be treated differently. Real love also sees that you have made special relationships, which real love would purify, and real love would not let you destroy your special relationships that you've made. However fearful the reason you made your special relationships may be, love, real love, can translate your special relationships into holiness, which is beauty, by removing as much fear as you will let real love. You can place any relationship under the care of real love and be sure that the relationship will not result in pain. If you offer real love, your willingness to have your relationship serve no need but real love, all of the guilt in your special relationships arise from your use of your special relationships. and all the love from real love. Do not then be afraid to let go your imagined needs. Don't be afraid to let go your imagined needs, which would destroy the relationship. Your imagined needs destroy your relationships. Your only need is real love. Your only need is real love. That's God. Your only need is real love. Any relationship you would substitute for another relationship hasn't been offered to God for God's use. Any relationship you would substitute for another relationship hasn't been offered to real love for its use. There is no substitute for love. Nothing else but love is going to satisfy you. Nothing else but freedom is going to satisfy you. There is no substitute for love. There is no substitute for love. If you would attempt to substitute one aspect of love for another aspect of love, you have placed less value on one and more on the other. You have not only separated the two of them, but you have also judged against both of them. Yet you had judged against yourself first, or you would have never imagined that you needed your brothers as they weren't. Unless you had seen yourself as without love, you could not judge them so like you in lack. The only way you can see somebody else without love is to see yourself without love first. And when you substitute one person for another person, you place more value on one person and less on the other person. So you've separated the two people and you've actually judged against both of them because you see them as somehow lacking love and you see yourself as somehow lacking love. And now you're all going to give each other this special love that you're lacking. The fearful mind's use of relationships is so fragmented that the fearful mind frequently goes even further. One part of one aspect suits its purposes while it prefers different parts of another aspect. Thus does the fearful mind assemble reality in its own capricious liking, offering for your seeking a picture whose likeness doesn't exist. There is nothing in heaven or earth that your relationships resemble. And so however much you seek to make these fearful relationships reality, you couldn't find reality because it's not real.
Hear, hear.
Everyone on earth has formed special relationships, although this is not so in heaven. In reality, there are no special relationships, but everybody on earth has formed special relationships. So the Holy Spirit, real love, knows how to bring a touch of heaven to your special relationships here. Holy Spirit knows how to bring a touch of heaven to your relationships here. Real love knows how to bring a piece of reality to your relationships here. God knows how to bring a touch of heaven to your relationships here. Love knows how to bring a touch of happiness to your relationships here. So in the holy instant, in the healing instant, no one is special in a healing instant. Because what makes people special? Your personal needs are intruding on them. And that's what makes people different. What makes me special? What makes me special is that you see me as being able to fulfill a special need that no one else can fulfill. What makes people special is whoever's special to you, from in a fearful mind, a frightened mind, an insecure mind, it makes people special because it believes that it can find somebody that can take care of their need. So a frightened mind is looking for people who can take care of its needs, but calling it love. I love you, I need you, I love you, I need you, I love you, I need you, I need you. I need you to take care of all my needs. I need you to take care of all my needs. I love you, you're special to me. I need you to take care of my needs. I love you. I need you to take care of my needs. And no one